Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, 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 the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
How y'all feeling, baby?
We're back.
Bang.
Oh, man, it's good to have Kev back. So anyway, we're going to start the show. We're going to keep it light today. I just want to say that I'm really happy to have Kev back on the show. Every week we've kind of kept a seat warm. I've even gotten on this show a couple times when people ask us what we're going to do about Kev, and I said, if Kev doesn't return, I don't know if we're going to keep doing the show anymore. So I really meant that, because Kev brings a different element to the show and somebody that I didn't feel we could really replace. So I'm glad he took the time off to handle what he needs to handle, and can't wait to keep doing the show.
Yeah, dog. Appreciate I said the same thing. I mean, we pretty much would have had to reformat some shit. I don't know if I would have just stopped doing podcasts. I told you, Kev wouldn't want. I said, well, Kev would have wanted this bitch to go on, bro. He don't want it to die, dog. You know what I'm saying? We got to do what Kev would have wanted, bro. You know what I'm saying? Glad my dog back, man. He sounded good. He sounded healthy, man. So, you know what I'm saying? It's time to pop this shit, man. Get this shit back rolling, baby.
Yeah, when I was gone, I was wondering if I was going to be replaced when I got back. But I was drafting up the lawyer papers and shit. They took my name off the show.
Nah, that wasn't going to happen. We never told everybody where you're at. We just we said you were at church camp. So, you and Silk talked last night. We had a good talk for about 20 minutes. And, I mean, me and Silk knew where you were at the whole time. But, you know, we talked last night, and we wanted you to tell your story. So, go ahead, yeah, Kev, man. Start it from wherever you want to start it and tell your story.
Yeah, so, everybody knew, you know, like I had a persona on here as like drunk Kev, right? Like I'd pass out. I'd forget what we were talking about towards the end of the show.
Take shots on the show.
Yeah, well, that wasn't like a character. That was like my real life. And
I don't mean to laugh, though. But it's just...
No, seriously. But and for the longest time, like I thought it was just like, you know, I'm a man. I have a couple of beers when I get home. But like I can't just have one beer. Like Bird can have a beer or two and it not ruin his life. Like if I have one beer, dog, I'm drinking until the liquor store closes or until we run out of everything. And then, you know, with my job, I was working a bunch and that shit was stressful. So I was drinking during the day. I would go to a liquor store in the mornings. I had a meeting every morning at 8:45. Well, the liquor stores didn't open till 9 in Port St. Lucie, but I found one that opened at 8. So I'd go out there and wait for the liquor store to open and take the hurricane shutters off that shit. And in my suit and tie, and there'd be me and two other guys waiting there. And they were like, they looked homeless. So I'd get whatever I got, and then I'd leave, and I'd think to myself, like, man, them motherfuckers got to get their shit together, you know? and that's just the addiction, man. That's just the disease. That it was like I was justifying that shit in my mind because I had a job or whatnot. But and then finally one day, man, I kind of snapped. I left work early and started drinking. I was drinking at work, and I left work, and I was drinking all night, and I drank all day the next day. And then, like, I had nowhere to go, man. My wife had lived with her mom, and I was staying with my boss, but I didn't show up for work on Tuesday or Wednesdays, or I didn't show up for work on Wednesday, so I couldn't really stay at his house on Tuesday night. So I was kind of just sitting there in the rain, man, and like, I really wanted to, like, run my car into a ditch, man. Like, I didn't know. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have anything. I left it at a bar the night before. So I decided to go to where my wife was staying and ask her to take me to the VA. Then I went to the VA and I told them, you know, I want to hurt myself because I knew that they would put me in their psych ward. And it's not like a detox there because it's like a psych ward because, like, the people there, like, usually before you go to, like, a rehab, you go to, like, a detox. And I went to a psych ward, but I detoxed there. So in the psych ward, it's like people who still think they're in fucking Vietnam and, like, just crazy, like, legit crazy people, like, straitjacket crazy. So when I got to the VA, I had a 0.36 alcohol level and a 174 over 116 blood pressure. Like, I was about to fucking, stroke out. Like, at 0.4, like, you're retarded. Like, you're mentally retarded on the drinking. But I've been driving around and everything. And then, so when I get there, they offered me a 30-day rehab. I accepted, you know. And it changed my life. Like, today I've been sober for 40 days. I'm active in Alcoholics Anonymous. I went through a lot of therapy and stuff while I was in there about abandonment issues and, you know, army stuff. And now I got a sponsor. I go to AA meetings every day. My head's clear, like 40 days sober. Like, I don't think I've ever had 40 days sober. Even when I was in Iraq, like, I would drink a bunch of Robitussin or fucking sleeping pills or something. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel amazing. And, like, right now I can't think of a reason to drink, like, ever again. So, like, I feel incredibly blessed.
So what, I mean, beyond just the bad spot you were in, I mean, a lot of alcoholics don't have it like that. Like, they don't just surrender and give in, you know, it takes a lot. So,
but that was my rock bottom. Like, I had nowhere to go. I was losing my family. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's bottom's different. That was my rock bottom.
Right.
People have been telling me for years, like, you drink too much or whatever, but everyone who told me had a beer in their hand or a fucking Coke in their pocket, you know, and they're telling me I drink too much. So I didn't want to hear it. Even when my wife told me, like, I didn't want to hear it. Like, you got to be ready. And yeah. I was finally ready. I finally saw that I needed help, that it wasn't normal to. I mean, even at the Big Three Roll-Up event, when I'm fucking putting tequila shots behind the table and shit, like,
right.
This is just not normal behavior, you know? And yeah. Now I see that. To me, it seemed normal because I'd always done it. Like, I've been drinking like this for like 15 years. So it seemed normal, but now I see that, you know, that it's just not normal behavior. Like, in the big book, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it says, like, one is too many and 1,000 is never enough for, like, a true alcoholic. Because mm-hmm. if I have one, I'm going to have 1,000, you know? Like, I can't just have a beer
right.
or just a drink. Like, you know, if I drink ever again, it'll ruin my life. Like, so I just got to just stay on top of my shit. And I know, I mean, I was in rehab with it wasn't just alcoholics in my rehab. It was everybody. So heroin addicts, meth addicts, crackheads, cokeheads, you know, everything. It's all the same thing. We all have the same personality. It's just your different drug of choice. Nah. Nah, but I talked to Peach. Peach, you know, Peach has the disease too. So, yeah, it's just the different drugs of choice. Like, if I would have tried heroin, I'd probably been a heroin addict just because how I am. You know, we had gambling addicts in that bitch. Like, yeah. Whatever. Whatever when your you
were, when you were in there, you know, a lot of people get afraid and they run or they don't really stay the whole 30 days. I know you stayed the entire time and, you know, it all worked for you. But was there any moments where you were considering leaving or giving up on it?
Yeah, like because once, like, so when I got sober for, like, 7 days, so I was in the detox thing for 7 days, but I was kind of, like, on my, I was, like, on the defensive because, like I said, there was legit, like, straight jacket, right. Crazy people. Like, I couldn't sleep in there. So when I got into the place, like, we had our own, like, two-bedroom apartments. We had a roommate, but we had a two-bedroom apartment, and we got to cook our own food and shit, and fucking they took us doing activities. But like when I was sober for like 10 days, then you start to have all the guilt and shame of all the shit you've done to people.
Right.
Right. With a sober mind. Like, man, I fucked up. I fucked them over. I fucked my wife. Like, fuck. You know, so I was like real depressed for a while. And then when I got over that, then you just start to think like, you know, if all that didn't happen, that I wouldn't be here. I'd still be sitting in front of that liquor store at 8 a.m. So, yeah. So after a while, yeah, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm ready to get out of here and try to do it on my own. But I'm glad I stayed because like I learned a ton, man. I learned about meditation and praying.
Yeah.
A ton of shit, man. And yoga, motherfucker. Yoga, we was doing yoga and shit and that bitch. Mm-hmm.
Dope shit.
Like, yeah. Like I lost 20 pounds since I quit drinking 40 days ago. So, like, I feel healthier. I feel better. Like, my head's clear. I'm not as mad anymore. I'm not as anxious. You know, it's just everything's better, man. I can't think of a single reason to ever pick up a drink again. Like, I never have to drink alcohol again, and that shit feels amazing.
Well, wait till the cane season starts. That's going to be the true test for you, Kev.
Well, I'm not going to go to any tailgates or anything.
No, but I'm saying, bro, if you would.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you would have seen the QB play during the spring, you might have started drinking again. Oh, sorry. Shit.
Yeah, that's probably why. I shouldn't have left.
That shit is dope, though, man. That's good, man. Get your shit together, man. Just stay 10 toes, man. Stay on your shit, man. Shout out to King Lou, man. King Lou talked about the same thing, man, when he was at the party we had out there in St. Pete. He was speaking that, too, man, where he had a DUI and it changed his life. It was his rock bottom and shit. Like, they had
medicine. Yeah, he hit me up. He texted me. He's going to support. Yeah, he's got 4 years. I know it's a lot of people out there, but we probably got a lot of listeners who got, you know, addiction issues. And, like, when you're ready, man, there's definitely help out there. And if anybody's listening to this,
y'all you want to reach out to me. Weed there, bro?
Nah, nobody addicted to weed.
I figured that shit.
Nah. Remember on Half Baked?
Yeah. Remember? So who had it the worst, man? Of all the people in there that were in there, crackheads, heroin, meth, alcohol, like who had it the worst?
Is crackheads a slur?
No, crackhead's not a slur, bro. Crackheads are people that are on crack.
Yeah, they call themselves crackheads.
It feels derogatory, though, man.
It does feel derogatory. Because I feel like crackhead is something you call anybody on drugs. Like, my first crackhead.
It's a catch-all.
It's just a slur. I'm telling you.
You know, anybody on opiates, man, because they come in, they're dope sick for a while and shaking and shit and fucking just feeling like terrible the whole time. I don't think they sleep for like a few weeks, and I didn't sleep for like 10 days, but we had this one dude in that bitch of 70-something, dog, 75, I think he was a crackhead, and that bitch, I mean, I ain't saying the crack made him retarded, dog, but he definitely had like a speech, he definitely had like a learning disability or something.
He's 75, though, dog. Why? Wow, he just ride this shit out, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I told him.
You told him that in rehab?
I said, what made you want to come in at 75, dog? You live a long life already, smoking crack the whole time. Like, it's just working for you, bro.
Yeah, don't fuck up a good thing, bro.
Yeah, it's just working for you. But he was like, bro, he'd be like, oh, every day, you know, you go to, like, meetings, like NA, like a Narcotics Anonymous or an AA meeting.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, he'd raise his hand and say, like, they'd be talking about, dog, anything they were talking about, he'd say the same thing. Hey, my name's Bill. You know, I'm trying the best I can. But hey, he's not saying it like I'm saying it. Like, saying it like a crackhead would say, trying the best I can. They were giving me $3 at my old folks' home, and I used to save it up and go get the rock and. Well, but anyway, he said that shit every day for 30 days, bro. Every single day. He said the same shit. And he never said anything else. So, I don't know, though. That crack will get you, too.
Right. What about, like, was there anybody in there for, like, hallucinogens, like shrooms or LSD? I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Asking for himself, you should.
Nah, man, I'm just asking for a friend.
Bro, like,
does anybody
give rehab acid and shit?
Does what?
Said Berg's like, did they give any advice to people that take acid and shit? What do they put?
I'm just asking for a friend.
Most of the people there do like shrooms or LSD or acid or whatever, but that is not their main drug.
It's not their drug of choice. Okay.
Right. That's just when they freestyle and got some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's on top of the heroin.
Yeah, spice it up a little bit.
I had a question. So I don't know much about drugs, obviously, but like with alcohol, do you go through alcohol withdrawals pretty bad? Like, was that bad at the beginning, or how was that?
Yeah, like I would, if I didn't drink, I'd shake.
TJ, you should know what happens when you stop drinking.
Yeah, I would shake and sweat through my stoops, even seizured out a couple times.
Oof.
Yeah, I had it bad, bro. Well,
damn, good thing you caught it when you can, man. You're still young. And what about, was it hard being like a celebrity in there, you know?
I was repping the roll up, dog. I wore my my GOAT shirt like every third day because when I went there, dog. Because when I went to the VA, I didn't know I was going
right
to like a 30-day place, so I didn't take any clothes. I was just there. But then Bethany dropped me off. My wife, she dropped me off a couple of shirts and a couple of pairs of shorts and shit. But I was wearing that roll up shirt like every third day and shit. I was like, yeah, I make these shirts, bro. You should fuck come run through, bro. I'll tell you the website. We're the crackheads, bro. Crackheads don't want to spend money on clothes, bro.
You should have brought the crackhead a GOAT shirt. TJ, can we send one in? I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Send him the Sean Taylor joint. Don't send him a Gator joint. I feel like the Tebow shirt could do some miracles in a rehab, though.
Nah, for real, man. I found God and everything in that bitch, bro.
You saved now, bro?
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna go to church and shit, bro. And then
you just said shit. You just said shit.
Oh, yeah, you can still cuss. I cuss to my God, bro.
I think we've just found the show title.
Oh, my God, bro. Holy shit, man.
We just chilling and shit.
That's good shit, dog. Welcome back, my nigga.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Doing good. You missed... I believe we taped at least 6 shows, maybe 7. I don't know if you want to count the last show you were on where you fall asleep. That we might call that 7 shows without you. But you also missed some good days on Twitter. Silk, what were the top 5 days on Twitter Kev missed? Or at least a few of them.
Shit, top 1 day definitely is the Rose roasting.
Right.
You missed the epic one, bro. This shit went on for like 8 hours, like a whole work shift, bro.
So, but Rhodes seems to get roasted on Twitter all the time. What was different about this one?
No, it was all day, bro. He had nothing to do with it. He wasn't even tweeting. It's just he came up in an argument, and everybody just started roasting him for like 8 hours. This shit was great. And then Cleve was about to fight him, so they was like scheduling fights and shit again. Like, this shit was dope, bro. You missed a classic day. And then another day was the fucking day they had the video of the Miami quarterbacks and shit throwing the ball to tight ends. And they went 0-3, dog. Like,
bro, it's so good because that was probably like 2 weeks into your rehab stint. If you would have seen this video on Twitter, bro, you would have been drinking right there in rehab.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty bad, bro. They went 0-3. I was like, man, these boys just went 3-and-out on skeleton or some shit like that, I said?
Yeah, it was on air.
On air.
They were just running like little go routes.
Did you check out the spring game, Kev?
I ain't seen it. Just clips.
Okay. What other moments he missed on Twitter?
Well, I mean, there was the whole #FreeKev movement that took place while he was gone. We even started selling damn T-shirts.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Just started jumping, dog. You search that hashtag, man. It's a lot of fun shit, man. A lot of funny shit, man.
I mean, also just the shows that we did on the Big Three Roll Up, like every. Because, you know, the way that we do the callers, people aren't really listening to the show, so they don't know if you're popping in this week. But, like, damn near every caller, didn't matter what school it was from, they're like, yo, is Kev there? Is Kev back yet? So, like, we had people checking on you all the time. We did the replacement show. Shout out to all those guys, but, you know.
I'm going to listen to that this week, though. It's progress, not perfection, Berg. I'm making progress, bro, man. I still can't. Give me a week out here this week.
Burr, who you thought did the best?
I thought Ricky did the best in terms of, like, what we are all about. Because Landon, Bobby Budnick on Twitter was a little bit too real.
Rational.
Too rational. Yeah. That's what it is. Too rational. And then who was the third guy that we had?
D Money
was, Pete Light. I'd rather have Pete on the phone. Yeah, he was on one. Platoon. Remember his whole platoon speech? Platoon. But Ricky was good. But nobody, I don't think, man, the way that show went, I wasn't going to replace Kev with any of them. So it's all good. It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. We would have had to change the whole format, man. Like, me and Berg, we just had to do some shit or something, man. Just because I couldn't give up my dog seat, bro. Just because I couldn't sleep with it at night. You know what I'm saying? No homo.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. Yeah.
We're back. It's going to be good. I know we got a lot of people that want to talk to you. So, TJ, let's fire up the phone lines. Let's take some calls.
Try imagine.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. We got Kev back. What are you up to? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's up? Can you hear me?
Oh, man, your phone's shitty, but we're used to it.
Sorry, no, I'm walking outside. I had to get some better signal. No, right. It's Grim, D. Grim, Dylan Grim from
what's up?
Miami, Florida, rolling with the Hurricanes, you know.
That's what's up, man. What's going on, Miami?
What up? So, yo, where's Kev? Let me hear that voice.
Yo, what up? What up?
What up?
How's everything?
How you boys doing tonight?
We vibing, good, baby. Man.
We got Kev back.
Yeah,
we're
y'all
great.
Vibing? Yeah, yeah, man, I was twisting one up. Y'all called me.
Yeah.
I got one in the L, baby. I got one in the L. Hey, where you staying in Miami, bro?
I stay in Miami because I'm in Davie. No one knows where Davie is unless y'all heard of it.
Yeah.
I know where Davie's at.
I know where Dave at. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. We're Dolphins practice out here, but, we don't fuck with the Dolphins like that, so.
All right, so, Dolphins.
Hey, Phil Kevin on what he missed from the spring game. What were some takeaways? What does Kev need to know?
I mean, there was about 1,200 people there. but the tailgate was lit. Hey, God damn, someone's pulling off.
Tailgate's always live, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was nobody there. We don't expect people to be there. It's Miami. Nobody's going to go there on a Saturday afternoon to watch Malik Rozier go sling a pigskin. But it was a good time, man. I like what I saw out of Williams. I like what I saw out of Perry. Rozier's the same old shit, different day.
Yeah.
So which high are you in right now? I seen the Williams high jumped up a little bit today, man. What high are you in?
Yeah, I mean, look, Rozier's still going to start week one. Anybody with a brain knows that. But anybody with a brain knows that man ain't going to finish the season as a starter. I don't think Perry has it. I think Williams has the keys. You just gotta invest in him. I think he's the future, honestly. He could scramble. He could throw well. And I think he makes better reads. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
If Williams you got, how many wins you got in the season?
If Williams is in, realistically, I'm saying 8 wins. Just rolling with freshman punches. You know, things are going to happen. It's not going to be perfect. But really, the schedule's pretty favorable, man. I mean, Florida State will always be tough. LSU, obviously, they're going to get up. But pretty favorable schedule.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate your call.
For this show.
We got a bunch of people that want to talk to Kev tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to rip through
absolutely.
Some calls.
Yo, Kev. I've been praying for you, Kev. I'm glad things are good, though. Glad whatever happened, you're back. We love you, Kev. Always praying for you, man. So keep doing you, and we're here to support you.
All right.
I appreciate that.
All right, boys. I'm gonna go celebrate with what I twisted up. Have a good one, y'all.
All right.
What's up, in the out, baby?
Big Kush.
Big Kush.
Oh, man.
Well, call somebody in here that's going to say we're going to win a national championship, dog. 8 wins, dog. I need something better than that.
He's only 40 days sober.
Yeah.
He was so...
Yeah, this ain't helping my sobriety, dude.
Hey, man, you might have to roll with them knots, man. I don't think you're going to end up losing the team. You keep scrolling out these mediocre quarterbacks. I don't think Rozier can keep rolling out there. I think he got to go with Perry Williams. At some point this season, he has to.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because it's kind of like the same situation with, like, Del Rio last year. Like, you don't want to see this motherfucker, Rozier.
You don't want to see that shit no more.
Yeah, like, I'm good, dog. I see what I need to see of that.
That's exactly how I would. That's why I canceled my trip to fucking Dallas. I was like, you know what, man? There's a possibility he comes out that tunnel. I'm staying home, bro. I'm not traveling that far to see that shit.
Yo, it's the Big Three roll up. It's a special night. We got Kev back. This is Landon. Landon was on the replacement show. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? What's up, Kev?
What's up, baby? How's everything?
Good, man. You sounding good.
I was, yeah, bro. I'm feeling good, dog.
Bible school.
Yeah, no, Bible school was the shit, bro. Learned a lot.
What's up? What's up, man? What y'all got going on tonight?
We're just vibing, dog. We're hanging out with Kev, man.
We're trying to fill Kev in on everything you missed out on. So what was the best day on Twitter that, that Kev missed out on?
He was there for TJ.
That was he there? Oh, yeah, yeah. He was there for TJ. That's right. that sent TJ. Him to rehab, actually.
Yeah, that's fucking probably did it.
that sparked the whole thing, man. I came on the timeline. I think it was like a Saturday or something like that, man. Kevin, TJ was going at it. I'm like, what the fuck going on, man?
Yeah, I was drunker than a bitch, though.
Hey, which day you think was the best day out of all the roasts and the shit that went on? Which day you think was the best day?
Out of all the roasts, the shit that that Chris did with Tate. When he called him Wilson from Home Improvement.
That shit was hilarious.
So for those on Twitter that don't...
That shit on the timeline right now, Twitter,
Takeoff, who did the replacement show for me over the summer, for some reason takes every photo covering up his chin. Now, I've met Takeoff. And I don't even think he has a big-ass chin or anything. It might be just something he's self-conscious about or some shit, but... They called him Wilson on Twitter, and that took off.
That's funny.
That shit was hilarious. Hey, the Rose roast was pretty good, too, bro. That shit was epic.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rose was pretty good. He could get so sensitive about that shit,
dog. Hey, man, the Joe's going to fly. We know this, dog. So what's your breakdown of the spring game? Kev, no, he ain't seen no game. Y'all ain't got no goddamn ESPN, YouTube link, or nothing out there, bro. Put my dog on the game. What's going on, bro?
Hold on one second. I don't know if the offensive line trash or the defensive line that's that good. That's something I didn't really get to speak on last time. But that defensive line looks straight. And that's with slim bodies and, not everybody – not everybody on campus yet. The kid, Gregory Russo, looked like he's going to be a future first rounder. I think he had like a total of like 9 sacks through 3 scrimmages or something like that. Gerald Willis reshaped his body. He looked like, it's going to be his money year. And
that motherfucker don't go off to smack somebody, dog.
Yeah, and hopefully, Bethel's able to hold his own.
They moved him inside full time?
Yeah, I believe so.
He had a big body out of Bureau.
Yeah, so, right now it's just Willis, Ford, and I think Bethel in the middle to supposed to get a transfer, and, Nesta and the kid Jordan Miller coming in.
Now, Norton really shouldn't have left, huh?
No.
That would have helped.
It's like I said, man, I hope that wasn't your boy's first consultation and sit down. They was killing him on the timeline about that. But
he's talking about Pete. Pete got a lot of slander here, these dudes talk to the NFL and they get the word of what's going on with the NFL thing. So ultimately these grown ass men making business decisions, bro. I don't get what people's gripe with.
Well, one of them didn't work out, and then I think I'm not sure if it was Norton or the other one that got hurt. One of them didn't even finish the combine drills. So, they didn't really have shit to go off of except for game tape.
Don't. All right, yeah, man, I fucks with Pete, though. Pete ain't do shit wrong. Pete a businessman. These guys talk to the NFL. They make a... I mean, NFL could possibly told these guys, hey, man, you a fifth, sixth rounder this year, you're going to be that again next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming back ain't always the answer, though. There's some dudes that come back, and they ass go undrafted, too. So, I mean, sometimes you are what you are.
Yeah, and with the D-line, you know, that's coming back in all of college football, I mean, it's going to be a loaded draft next year. Clemson got, like, four going. Bama got a couple going. You know, so it's going to be some guys. It's going to be some unrestricted free agents. It's going to be some head scratchers next year.
That's just part of the game now, baby. All right, dog.
All right, Landon, man. We appreciate you coming in and filling in for Kev when needed. Pinch hitter. Well, you're definitely a friend of the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah, most def. Yeah, D-Money actually trying to put something together with me and Ricky.
What's up, Miami Show?
King's podcast.
Good.
Yeah.
Let us know. Let us know when you guys get it together. We'll definitely support that.
Definitely. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man.
All right, dog.
All right, man. I'll take it easy.
All right.
Oops. Yo, I accidentally hung up on Silk. TJ Tile Silk back in.
I got a call on my cell phone. It said Corey Knowles. I'm like, why is Silk calling me during the show? All right, one second.
What the fuck happened?
That's Yo, I hung up on you instead of Landon.
What the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck happened to me, bro? I'm like checking my Wi-Fi and shit, bro.
It's the Silk replacement show.
The fuck going on?
Yo, so I just thought of something. Silk, have you been on every single Big Three roll-up?
Yeah.
We've never done a Silk replacement show. It's about time. I'm sick of your
when
shit.
When you say we, you haven't been on every show.
Even the FSU replacement show, I still called in at the end. So I was technically on the show.
That doesn't count.
Technically he was on that bitch, but motherfucker, right. Like,
he took it off, bro. That was like an hour and a half show, and I was on there
for 2 minutes.
So,
Big Three roll up, baby. What's going on?
What's good with you?
A little cush in the air? A big cush in the air. What you got going on, dog?
Sitting here watching the king, man. You know what I'm saying?
King.
Watching the real goat.
Watch the real goat, baby.
Look, man, the problem is a lot of people feel like LeBron still in their childhood memories away. That's why they can't let Jordan go.
I used to feel that way.
He's still in their childhood, man. Yeah,
sometimes you gotta be real with yourself, huh? Yeah, sometimes you gotta be real with yourself. Like, dog, look, the shit the man do is amazing, dog. It's dope shit. But motherfuckers don't like to appreciate greatness, dog. I'm gonna tell you what the biggest problem is, dog. Like in Twitter, like I can't watch LeBron play and be on Twitter no more, dog, because Twitter has this thing where they fucking just like ridicule greatness all fucking day. Dog. I don't give a fuck if it's an award show, if it's a fucking game, whatever it is, people are going to talk shit about it and just like trash it. Like nobody enjoys greatness no more.
I always say this, when greatness is on the tube, Twitter turn into Weirdo Central.
I'm telling you. It's just
all the weirdos come out the woodwork. When you tell somebody, LeBron just won a series where the first player, where another player didn't even score 20, the first thing they're going to scream at you, well, he picked the team. Like, come on, man. Cut that shit out, man. that's the weirdo answers you get, man.
Hey, but fuck that, man. This ain't no basketball show, dog. Who you fucking with, man? Who you chill with?
I'm a name from Ride or Die, Florida State, man. TJ told
me kicking it too,
already.
Dog. God damn.
I hit TJ on Twitter. I told TJ I'm flying down to the draft to the sign a date joint next year. He said if I come down there, it's a drink on him. TJ had my drink ready. I'm flying down next year.
My nigga, slide
and
down.
I'm flying to Tallahassee to watch Pete Ward get his jersey retired. I'm coming from Jersey to Tallahassee.
I was just about to say, well, you sound real Northeastern.
Yeah, it was Northeastern as fuck.
Yeah, I'm originally from Philly, Kev. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, Kev.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you sound like what Takeoff sounds like he wishes he sounded like.
Hey,
but how did you, hey, how did you become a Knowles fan? Peter Warwick, what was it?
I became a Knowles fan like with Deion Sanders rolling into Charlie Ward, man. I'm 41, so, you know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with the Knowles since the late 80s, baby.
See you, dog. Fucking Big Three up in New Jersey, chilling.
I'm die hard, man. I'm coming down to see Pete get that thing retired, man.
All right, so we've been asking everybody. I feel like this is a question for all three fan bases, but who's your QB for game one?
Me personally, just off the fact that I feel like I could trust them, I got to go Blackman. Francois fucking up, man. Willie looking for every opportunity to let him back in the race, and he just keeps fucking up, man.
I agree with
you. And I can't ride with him no more. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he's the more talented player, but at least for this offense. But I can't keep doing dumb shit. Like,
right.
Look, man, I'm from West Philadelphia. Any motherfucker from
born and raised in the playground where I spent most of my days.
And anybody that's from my hood where I'm from know that you don't keep snitches around. He got snitches in his circle. Yep. And they doing him dirty, and he can't recognize it. I can't tell a man how to feel about his baby moms or whatever. But if she ain't in my corner, then she got to go.
Right. And my thing is, like, this whole team understands that every position is up for grabs, right? It's a new coach. It's a clean slate. Every position is up for grabs. He's already gotten in trouble, what, two or three times since Taggart's been there? We're going to trust him for 12 straight games? No way. No way.
And what I think is going to come down to is I think, and I really do believe Willie wanted to give him a legitimate shot, but I think he backed Willie into a corner now because Willie always preaches from his quarterback that I need leadership. And if Willie was to go and start Francois, everybody on that team going to look at him like leadership don't mean shit because Francois fucked up and you still started him. So yeah, I think Willie got to start Blackman.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think he has given him the benefit of the doubt coming in because, look, his skill set is on the roster what fits Willie's offense the best. There's no doubt about it. And Willie said something at the last tour stop about leadership. He said something at one of the last spring practices about all I need is a QB that can hit open wide receiver. So I think he's alluded to some things that make me believe that Francois isn't in the position that, you know, he wants to be to gain that starting spot. I agree with you. I think it's going to be Blackman.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Black. And
5-6-1 is going to save us.
I'm about to save you, but he'll be out there.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, I think that the talent around – the defense going to have to carry us early until the offense really get Willie's shit down. But I think if you look at Tamarion Terry – I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't expecting much from Gavin. Gavin, he's nutting up right now. I think Jordan Young and Trayshawn Harrison gonna come in and do better than Gavin. You know what I'm saying? Nooney Murray, if he get his shit together too, he gonna be in the picture. But Tamarion Terry gonna be the one for us this year.
Hey, what happened at the draft, dog? What happened this weekend, bro?
That's a valid question.
A lot of motherfuckers was drinking that Kool-Aid, bro. Like. They was drinking that Kool-Aid. You know, everybody's such an – it's like with the NBA. You know, all these players want – everybody want to be one and done and want to be out early as possible. It ain't – that shit ain't in the cards for everybody. Sometimes you got to do your time.
Now, McFadden had to leave, though, because he's going to lose that spot. He had to go.
Yeah. I understand a kid like Josh Sweat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, with that knee, like, you got to get out. You got to get out there. I get Derwin. But a lot of them jokers, man, I'm like, dog. Y'all was getting bad advice. Somebody was feeding y'all bad dope, man. It was embarrassing.
McFadden's side, he really couldn't come back because he's gonna lose snaps.
I hear people.
You don't think
that.
So, Bird?
Nah, I don't think so.
McFadden would have started, man.
Started y'all secondary? That's terrible.
Yeah, I think he still would have started. I think
he wouldn't have started the whole year.
Right. But here's the thing. If he doesn't play better, he's not going to start the whole year. He's not going to get drafted.
he went out when he did, and he didn't get it drafted anyway. So at least coming back, he would have had a shot at redemption.
He wouldn't have been no better. He wouldn't.
No,
but
no,
I think that no, I think was... that new staff. I think the new staff would have held him accountable though. Like Charles Kelly wasn't holding, they wasn't holding him accountable.
Yeah. That's how they would hold him accountable. Put that loser in
his spot. Yeah, he's not that talented. He doesn't work that hard.
I ain't gonna say he would have started the whole season. He would have started out as a starter. They would have gave him every benefit, every opportunity to start. But if he wouldn't have stuck his nose in there and made tackles and got breakups, then he would have been out of there.
But I mean, you can't with a new coach. You got to absolutely play the best player. Oh, they're not gonna take you serious. I don't think Willie would have did that. You absolutely have to. Nobody's going to take you seriously. If McFadden's getting cooked left and right in practice and they start him, that's a terrible look.
I just think, be honest with you, a part of me is glad that he is gone and that Willie don't even have to make those decisions because I think Taylor is hungry. I think Samuels is hungry. And I think Asante Samuels, I think he's the one that's going to come in and that's going to really push people because he remind me a lot of Woodby. Like, he ain't coming in just not to play. You know what I'm saying? Woodby came in, told Willie Taggart, I'm not coming to stand on the sidelines next to you. I'm coming from the West Coast. I'm coming here to play.
Right. And Stanford's not only coming to play, he's there to lead. I mean, he said some things in the spring that were real telling about leadership and his role on the team. And that's something – you know, you don't always hear from a guy that's heading into his second year in college. So I think Stanford understands a bigger picture, whereas Tavares, I think, you know, he had that one good year. He was ready to cash it in. He forgot he had to play another year.
That wasn't even a good year. Like, you cut the film on. I tell you, that year wasn't a good year. It was layup interceptions he caught in his chest. But he was out of position a lot.
As a Florida State fan, to be honest, I got a love-hate relationship with you, bro. I love the way you troll because I just love the fact that motherfuckers allow you to emotionally suck them in. I sit up there and I laugh because I'm like, why is y'all letting this man suck y'all in emotionally? But the one thing I will
say, They invested, bro.
Yo, oh my God. You and Trident, man. I'm telling y'all, y'all ballot.
The goat. Trident's the goat. Silk's pretty damn good at what he does, but he ain't on Trident's level.
Trident is coming for your title, boy, because Trident be having him.
I've been studying his film, bro.
I know Trident ain't a real person, man, because nobody. Look, man, I know it's Twitter, and I know it's just
not a real person.
I know it's just letters, but I'm sorry. Ain't no motherfucker going to call me all types of names on Twitter, and my only response is be back about football. I would have called somebody mama a whore or something. It's not going to happen. Like,
that's why he's the goat, bro.
Bro, that bitch never frazzled, bro. He's never frazzled, bro.
Never. He just be mad comp. He says, I'm sorry, that's just what I see. I said, a bitch just cussed at his mama.
And he puts a period at the end of every tweet.
Yo, his punctuation be on point and everything. Yo, his jaw be right. I be like, yo.
You ever seen him getting the Catholic Twitter? Be on his Catholic
Hey, yo. Yo, I've read a couple of them. I had to stay away from those. He go hard in the paint, man.
Yeah, he does, dog. That's the GOAT, bro.
The time y'all had him on the show, I said, yo, where did they go? Y'all must have went and found a homeless dude off the street and said, look, read these lines because he sounded like he was trying it, but I'm like, that can't be a real person, dog.
Hey, he sounded legit on the show, dog. He sounded like he know his shit, bro. He's more rational.
He's just too rational because where I'm from, somebody with the same way you ask my man to pull up and then all of a sudden he start copping please and shit. I said, you can't be cursing at motherfuckers on Twitter. And then when a motherfucker tell you, yo, I get off at 3:30 and you be like, oh, what you want to do now? No, it's what we
got. Okay, I missed that day too, bro. I was about to pull up. I was on his street. I was like, yeah, I'm on Boynton Beach Boulevard right now, bro. What's up with you? Yo,
as a Florida State fan, I was a little upset that he backed down like that. He was like,
I forgot his name on Twitter. Something.
I ain't getting that nigga no shout out. Fuck him.
But he was talking real greasy on them R&B records, and then he was like, "Oh, really? Now you want to get physical over Twitter?" I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Hey, cuz, he was talking grease on. He was talking grease on R&B records. I like that reference, bro.
Super thug, man. I said you can't go from being a super thug to all of a sudden now you just want to talk it out. I'm like, yo.
All right, man. Hey, listen, we appreciate your call. Are you on Twitter? What's your handle?
I'm Jody Conover on Twitter, man.
Okay. Jody what?
Jody Conover, real name, government.
Oh, gotcha. You got in these streets.
In these streets. All right, man. Well,
I'm the dude that hit Silk up the other day and told him about his son Cleats and sent him the.
Okay. Yeah. The Cleats, yeah, shit was fresh as fuck.
Yeah, those are the ones I got for my son. He got the Mike Trout, the alternate colors.
Yeah, dope.
Y'all be right, good, man.
Yeah, we
appreciate all right, dog, hold it down, man.
All right, one.
Andy hit us with the one at the end. You know he's from the
one. North.
Yeah.
You're right, bro. He sound like we thought Tate was like Tate's wanna sound. That's what you said.
Willie, Bethany's gonna go see Willie tomorrow. He'll be on Delray Beach tomorrow. Bethany's gonna go check him out. What are you imagining?
Boom Boom Room.
Now, I don't know where he's gonna be. Yeah, is he on like tour right now, Berg or some shit?
Who are you talking about?
Willie.
Oh yeah, he's on Willie. The Easter tour.
Yeah, because Bethany's going to go see him tomorrow in Delray.
Okay, I got invited down to the one in Manatee, so I think I'm going to go to that one and maybe the one in Tampa. Hey, Silk, what's going on with your boy Kanye? I watched about 55 minutes of that Charlamagne interview, and I'm not quite sure what he's talking about.
I can't really do Kanye lately. I've never been a big Kanye fan. After graduation, I just never been a big fan of his, man. His work after that, man. But dudes just be on some weird shit.
I think there's something going on. There's something going on with him.
Something's been going on with him for a while, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of this is new. This is Kanye's antics. I just think he gets into these funks and shit like this. Celebrity and fame really ain't for everybody, dog.
Yeah. I think it's affected him for sure. He's a different person than he was 10, 12 years ago. But the
he's
whole
in a
shit
different of realm of celebrity, bro. Like,
But he's getting played by Trump. That's the thing that I don't get. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, Trump's plan is something he want to do. So I mean, it's not like Trump has him up to these shenanigans. Yeah, grown ass man.
Trump's taking what he's saying and playing, you know, the people.
What is Trump? Trump is like, what is Trump gaining from that?
Saying, look at this. You guys got to jump on my team. I got Kanye. You know, he's taking what Kanye tweeted, saying, very cool, Kanye. I mean, that shit, that it's corny. I mean, he's not saying, love you too, Kanye. You know, like with what he's saying, he's just. He's taking it and spinning it for his own.
Yeah, but it's not like he's picking up any new supporters. People are just bashing.
That's my point.
Kanye's crazy. Let me support Trump now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way where I think it helps Trump. It just destroys. It's self sabotage. It just fucks Kanye up. His core fan base and what got him to where he's at is black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to lose that core, what he built his career on, for what? At the end of the day, for what? Like, none of it even makes sense. Like, none of he's saying is making sense. Like, he just said outlandish stuff about 400 years of pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just say something about slavery that ridiculous, bro. I just think he's at a different realm, man. He's out of his mind, dog.
That's like a Jewish leader, celebrity getting up there and saying, yeah, 6 million Jews getting killed in the Holocaust. That's too many. They had to want to die. You know, how do you feel 6 million? You know, like, I mean, crazy. Yeah, 400 years. That's because of the system that was set up. And you think people want, like, he's basically saying that slaves wanted to be in that position is fucking wild.
It's wild. It's outlandish as hell. And like, people call these people geniuses. That's what's wild to me. Like, people. like deem him as some genius of what? West,
I think Kanye's a genius? I think he's a genius in certain aspects of what he does, but mainly just strictly entertainment. I'm not
a musician,
right? And I think the way that
makes beats good, makes beats good.
The way that he can manipulate.
Stevie Wonder, genius, bro. He fucking plays piano. He's blind in the motherfucker, bro.
But Stevie Wonder,
that shit is genius.
He's a genius,
right?
But Kanye just sampled Stevie Wonder shit. He's a genius. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we just need to go back to the age where, you know, like Michael Jordan, where, you know, everybody criticized Michael Jordan for not talking politics and shit. Let's just go back there.
No, we don't care. No, I mean
talk politics.
This ain't even politics. This is just outlandish, wild shit.
You're right. Kanye's not even talking politics.
Kanye needs rehab, dog. As an expert on the matter, I'm just going to say this motherfucker needs rehab.
I changed my mind. I want that to be the show title. Kanye needs rehab.
No, that shit's hilarious. Like Kanye, right now it's trending. They got some shit about slavery and shit that's trending on Twitter. It's just hilarious, though.
Yeah, it's wild. I can't see his end game here.
I miss young, hungry Kanye, man, from like Fade to Black. Like we're trying to get, like trying to make beats to be on the records and shit. Like, I miss old, young, hungry Kanye.
You should listen to his old music. I mean, but I can't even go by his lyrics anyway because half of that shit he didn't write regardless. But his lyrics just don't match his life. You know what I'm saying? Like the stuff he's rapped about on his come up, it just don't match nothing he does now, man. Like from the woman he date to his beliefs in just society, everything is just flipped. You know what I'm saying? From where he lives and where he's rapped. But that's yay, bro. I'm just never been a yay fan, so I'm not. Some people get hard, bro. We put too much emotion to what entertainers fucking feel. You know what I'm saying? Like who cares? It's like the Dave Chappelle skit when he said, when he went over to Ja Rule after 9/11 and shit.
Yeah, what would Ja do?
Yeah, but people do care, stuff because look, we got to.
Why? I know people do, but why?
We had a fucking reality star as our president.
Exactly, a celebrity.
And now Kanye says it's going to run in 2024. I mean, Kanye might win in 2024 as bad as it sounds.
And that's, bro, that's fucking like, that's a terrible look. Kanye Black, man, I don't want Kanye to be my motherfucking president, bro. You want him to be the president?
No, I don't want him to be the president. I don't want. I'm over the whole celebrity president thing. Over.
I was never under it.
Jesus. Well, I
mean. No homo.
man. All right. Well, we got any callers, or we gonna end it here?
Yeah, that was good, man. That was good. Yeah, that was a good deep show, dog.
Yeah, man. Got some real life shit going on. Short show.
Yeah, that shit's gonna do numbers, dog.
We got real life shit going on.
Got real life shit.
So, Kev, what'd you learn?
What I learned today? I learned that Noriega listened to the podcast.
Noriega called in.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
That's a fact.
Big facts.
What'd you learn, Bert?
I learned that I thought we had one saved person on the show in TJ. We now have two. But what I learned is Kev can curse at his God.
Oh, you took my what I learned. You took my what I learned, motherfucker.
What'd you learn?
I was going to say I learned that Kev God is a real nigga that you could cuss to, dog. You kind of stole my thunder, dog.
Wait, I didn't know Kev's God was black, though.
It sounds like he is.
Yeah, God just understands
him. He understands his pain and shit, bro. All
right. Well, next week we're gonna get back on our shit. We'll have some real live guests on, and we'll get back on. But I definitely wanted Kev to tell his story, and you know, we're back, baby. We're back.
We back out to.
Appreciate y'all, man. Hey, appreciate all the love too. Everybody, yeah, it's just good here. Shit. Just all like, right, man. Love is out here. Kanye, love is out here. All right.
Black power.
All right.